Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall23 back there video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. Today I want to talk about the subject of rewards and the judgment seat. So I believe that when Christ returns and sets up the kingdom of God in this world, all believers in Christ will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to be rewarded according to the things which they have done. This is not a determination of salvation, but of the extent of our inheritance within the kingdom of God. Jesus promised rewards on the basis of our works, saying in Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." The Bible tells us that if we serve God, we will be paid according to that which we have done. Salvation is by faith alone, and we can never lose that salvation. But once we become a child of God, if we serve him upon this earth, we will receive eternal rewards. As is written in Colossians chapter 3, verse 24, "Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." So these rewards are provided at the judgment seat of Christ, as the scriptures call it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, it says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Remember, when we are born again, there are two natures, the spirit and the flesh, and we are commanded to walk in the spirit while we are on this earth. The works which we do in this life determine the extent of our rewards, which we receive in the kingdom of heaven, which will be given out at this judgment seat. This takes place at the establishment of the thousand-year kingdom of Christ, as it says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 34, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." In Revelation chapter 11, verse 18, it says, "And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth." So after God destroys the wicked, and after Christ establishes his kingdom to rule and reign with his saints, the rewards and the inheritance are provided unto his saints. This is why we should serve God in this life. Even after being saved, this is only the beginning of our life with Christ. But upon this earth we are commanded to work, and based on what works we do in service for God, different measures of rewards will be given. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 to 15, "Now if any man build upon the foundation of gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." Those who make it their goal to do those things which please the Lord, and who produce things that have eternal value, the reward of their works will last forever, while those who dedicate themselves to the things of this world will lose their reward. One of the ways in which we can serve God is by leading people unto Christ by the preaching of the gospel. As is written in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 to 3, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Those who lead others to get saved through the preaching of the gospel, they will shine as the stars forever and ever, the Bible says. They will be exalted because of their great works which they have done upon this earth, because Christ will give them their reward for the works which they have done in the body. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.